here at the World Food Prize 2012 in Des Moines. With me is Claudia Garcia with Elanco, and we just heard the 2012 GAP report, measuring global agricultural productivity from the global harvest. And Claudia, first tell me, how is Elanco involved with the Global Harvest Initiative?
Thank you for your time. This is the first time for Elanco joining this effort. We're joining because we believe that this is a food chain effect that we have to put in place. So we have to have the supply chain involved, from producing the grain, getting the animal production in there, and also including other key companies that are more into the food part, like retailers linking to the consumer. So Elanco is very vested in technology. We truly believe that we need to do more to produce more food, not necessarily adding more animals, but becoming more productive, because we're concerned about the environment. But we cannot do it alone. So we decided to join so we can do a better job together.
Well, as far as this GAP report that was released, what are some of the findings of this report that will be able to be used by producers out there to become increase agricultural productivity and feed a growing population?
Yes, they're the one that proves that we still have to produce in some areas and become more efficient, more better in production. And at the same time, that we have to be aware that with some populations becoming more vested in their salaries, becoming better in emerging markets, the needs of the diet are going to change. So it's both. It's those that live in $1 per day and those that live on $3 or $4 per day that will change completely the dynamic. That can very well be input into the farmers, because they're either, as you heard today, they're either producing for themselves, for their families, and once they produce a little bit more, they have to sell it for others that with their income are willing to have access to other type of protein, for example. Yeah. So I think it's it puts the data in perspective. So if you're in a specific country, in a specific state, you can see the difference and do something about it. Yep.
So overall, do you see this this growing population as something that we can address as agricultural producers? Are we going to be able to feed the world?
I believe so. And today was very, very clearly marked. It's not that we're saying we are solving everything. It's a trend. It's suggesting a trend. If everything continues the way it is, but it's still not solving some specific areas, that's why this year we decided to put emphasis on regions. Because if you keep talking the world, it's too big. This year we caught it in regions to see the gap within the regions and prove the point that in some areas we'll still have to produce, accelerate the efficiency, but probably continue importing. So that market access dynamic is very important, that globalization that will continue happening. So that's one differential. This is the first year also that we're including the importance of animal production, and we're taking all the input from all the people here, to include climate. We're concerned about water and climate, too, so we might add something on water quality, too.
All right. Well, that's all the questions I have. Claudia, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think 2050, when we talk about feeding more people, 100% more people in 2050, it sounds like too late. Like, I don't have to be concerned. I think it's now. 2050 is really now, and we have to start working now to ensure that all of the production is there for the right people, whatever they are. So at the end, there's going to be safe, affordable, abundant food in every table, regardless of how much you make or who you are. That's what I think it's the key to do. The 2050 is now.
And Claudia, what's your title with Elanco?
I'm the Senior Director for Corporate Affairs, Global Corporate Affairs in Elanco. And I'm originally from Mexico, that's why I have an accent. And I've been here in the U.S. for 15 years now.
Thank you very much. Here at the World Food Prize, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.